with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
What a show!
Wow!
Wow!
We're on fire. We're out tired because that was huge, and you're about to hear how massive it was.
It was so big. We had to focus a fair bit of the show around the coronavirus. We asked the question, should schools be closed? A lot of interesting opinions on that. But then we got into the fun side of what's the greatest board game of all time if we're going to get into lockdown?
Yeah, plus a few other things. I got attacked yesterday. You saved my life. We go into that as well. Plus,
when a hero comes along.
I mean, hero's a stretch when you hear what it is. Plus, you and I, we're at loggerheads. Is that the phrase, loggerheads, when you say you're going toe-to-toe on something?
We're just fighting. Let's go with the
We're
scoot.
Fighting over something.
But we did have a fair few guests as well. We had Starly. We had Lizzie from Married at First Sight, and we had our mayor.
Yeah, Seema Abdullah. She's a great lady. You'll hear it later in the podcast. Thanks for downloading. Have a great day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
I am your saviour. Oh, I feel like I have a lot of power today. I feel like you owe me in such a big way.
You're being very sarcastic.
Not really. I saved your life. You were
really
one
didn't.
Scared boy. I was on the phone at your house yesterday speaking to my auntie. When I heard this scream, this panic from you, Herbie! You were the highest pitched voice I've ever heard.
I can't go any higher than that.
You were sprinting towards me and I had to say, sorry, Clem, to my auntie, there is some hysteria going on. I've got to go help this panicked little boy.
So you thought I'd found out that I had coronavirus or something, didn't you?
I thought so. And I was like, well, now I'm stuck with you.
Yeah, 2 weeks, here we go.
Turns out, no, it was worse for you. This was even worse than coronavirus for you. There was a spider.
Yeah, it was a huntsman spider. I don't do spiders. I especially don't do huntsman. Huntsman spiders. They're probably the worst ones.
You were so...
I can do little spiders. Like,
so
how's this?
Scared.
And sorry to any people that are animal lovers out there or spider lovers. You're a weird bunch if you do. But I killed a redback on the weekend, so I'm okay with some. That was scary. It freaked me out, but I killed it. Huntsman, though, when I see hair on a spider, not for me.
Oh, it was funny. I came running to help you. And then I looked where you said there was a spider. You're like, it was there. I've gone, well, they move. They're not stationary. They're not tortoises. They're not slow. And you go, no, I swear it's there. I swear it's there. Herbie, quick. You got to do it. You got to kill it. Oh, my God, quick. And then I opened the door. And there's our little friendly spider.
No, it wasn't
spider.
Little. It was big.
That was little.
For a huntsman, it was probably an average size huntsman. It wasn't a big one.
I just didn't realize this about you, that you were so scared.
Okay, I do snakes. I don't do spiders. Happy to put a snake around my shoulders, no issues. The second you chuck a spider in front of me, I'm done. A hairy one, I'll cry. I hate them.
Last year, I was actually bitten by a whitetail. My forearm blew up. It started blistering because I didn't realize it was that bad. I went to bed and in the morning, I've gone, oh gosh, it's inflamed. I had to go to hospital and spend a night there because my arm was all crazy.
I've seen the photos. It's crazy. It is crazy.
It's
you're right.
It's disgusting.
You can lose your arm over that. But what about if I put a white tail in front of you now because of that fear that something's happened to you? You scared?
No. I really, they're just cute little things, aren't they?
Not really.
They make movies about them.
There's nothing cute about them. They do. Spider-Man.
Friendly neighborhood. That's who I am now. Spider-Herb.
You singing Spider-Herb and Michael Bublé doing this song do not make those little devils any better. And I will never get over it. I don't know where the fear comes from. I think once, I remember being at my grandma's house, who we had on the show yesterday. I remember having a shower there. And I remember a huntsman was in the outside of my screen shower. And I remember having to call grandma in to save me. And I'm there nude, like, get rid of that thing. And I got trapped in the shower
by
it.
This is only last year.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are putting themselves in self-isolation. There's a lot of people that believe a lockdown will happen eventually due to the COVID-19. And we thought if that is going to happen, we should be prepped. And let's put away the video games. Let's bring out the board games.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go buy more toilet paper. I was like, don't encourage them anymore,
no,
Herbie. Don't.
No. Board games. So we opened this up yesterday and we discussed a few board games. You and I both decided that we're massive fans of Trouble.
Yeah, we are.
That you pop the dice in the middle and you go around. It's old school, but it is great. And so we did put it up on our socials at HitGV on Instagram or even at our Facebook page, Goulburn Valley.
That's it.
Look it up. And everyone got involved. People are keen to bring back the board games and the classic old-fashioned games like Uno. So it's not a board game, but it's a card game. Out in this time. It's a difficult time, so how can we kill time? some fun activities.
Yeah, it's better than getting on your phone and or sitting in front of the TV for ages. Don't get me wrong. I'll definitely, if we get put in isolation, be Netflixing for a long time. But it is nice to bring back that old school mentality and sitting around playing, you know, some Trouble or Monopoly, whatever
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. So I want to go through a few games. We've mentioned Trouble. Monopoly is easily one of the most popular games out there because there's so many different kinds of Monopoly these days.
It's one of the most popular games to have an all-in fight over as well.
It's crazy. But some other ones that came through that I thought were quite interesting. Mousetrap.
Oh, I used to love Mousetrap.
Risk.
I don't think I've played that one.
Operation.
Yes.
A good one. Boulder Dash. More of a new one. I've played that a lot more as I've gotten older, which is a really interesting one. If you haven't played it, definitely recommend.
Over a couple of drinks as well.
Someone said Naked Twister.
Yes. You know, I was just about to suggest Twister.
Yeah, Twister's good.
You know what? Saturday night, if you're in isolation, you can't go out. If it gets to that point, we're doing Nude Twister at mine.
No. There's not one part of me that actually would enjoy Naked
Imagine.
Twister.
Herbie, right hand, yellow circle. Yes, she's twisting, guys.
But I don't think there's any kind of thing that's appealing to that. What kind of position is... like a pretty position.
Well, you haven't seen me yet, so...
Oh, mate, you have your top off every 10 seconds. I've definitely seen you.
That's a great point.
But the other one that I liked, Cluedo. Haven't played in years.
You used to love that game. Yeah, who murdered who in which room.
Exactly right.
Well, give us a call now. 13, 12, 16. What is the greatest board game of all time?
Let's finalise it. Monopoly is out in front at the moment, but it... Look, it's just a stock standard answer. Let's get creative.
Yeah, remind us. Let's go through. It's almost like a nostalgic segment. Yeah. Let's go for a walk back, in time. Karina's in Shet. What's the greatest board game of all time?
Scrabble.
Oh. Gosh, I suck at Scrabble.
I was good at it. My mum would always win, though, the most. How good are you at Scrabble, Karina?
Pretty good. I used to play with my husband's grandparents.
Get out of town. Do you have a go-to word that you know is going to rack up the points?
No, not really.
I used to always get in trouble, Karina, off my parents because I used to try and make up words and they'd be like, and then I'd go, well, look it up in the dictionary then. And they're like, we don't have one. I'm like, there you go, it's a word.
That's right.
Speaking of Karina, do you bring a dictionary when you play?
No.
No, geez, you're good.
See, that's the
Karina's
way you got to do it.
Karina,
remind me to play with you. I like you a lot. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Fee and Katandra. Fee, what's the greatest board game of all time?
Mine's not a board game. Mine's Link Murder.
Yes!
Okay, remind me the rules around this game. I feel like I played this in school.
Yeah, so you get one person to walk outside, someone gets chosen, they're the murderer, and they've got to murder someone in the room.
Sounds very morbid.
But you're weak.
Yeah, you've got to wink. Without the one that went outside knowing who it was.
Like
they've
the detective.
Yeah.
It's sort of like real-life Cluedo.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like this. I reckon we played this at school camp, Fee.
Yeah. Yes, I miss it. I can't play it no more.
Wink Murder, heads up, thumbs down. Remember that one from
good
primary school?
Game.
Yes.
Oh, so many to come through. Fee, thanks very much for your call.
And Ali's gotten involved at our Instagram at HitGV. She's said Blockus. Do you remember Blockus?
And now remind me because I remember the name. How did it work?
It's sort of a strategy board game for 2 to 4 players where players try to score points by occupying most of the board game with pieces of their colour. Similar to Trouble, you get a different colour each.
Yeah.
And you want to try and take up the board game.
Right. I think I may have played this as a kid.
Well, it's probably time for you to play it again.
Yeah, I think so. I hope this helps for everyone that may potentially be in lockdown or even this weekend with a lot of things shutting down.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pull out a couple of the old board games, dust them off, guys.
Bring back the board games.
Trouble it is, you and I are on this weekend.
We are Trouble.
And Nude Twister.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, we received the news that Aquamoves is closing. It's closed today. We won't be open for 6 weeks. That's where you and I have been getting a physical, working out.
That's been where we've been getting beast mode.
Yeah, well, you like to think that.
Yeah, I just talk to the chicks while you work out.
And we're a little bit shattered, obviously, because you've got to think outside the box now. You've got to work out at home. And straight away you said, well, let's go for some runs.
Yeah, I don't like running, as in I can do it if someone motivates me to do it. Same with the gym. But there's no chance I'm chucking on the runners and going for a run by myself.
And I said straight away, don't be ridiculous. Let's stop that right now. I, Natalie Herbstreit, don't run with people. And I think people who run together to have a jolly good time and actually chat is insane.
No, I'm not asking to chat to you. I'm happy to put out iPhone. I just want someone to run next to me for support.
I'm not your pet.
Yeah,
you're not walking me. You're not taking me for a run.
Well,
you can take your dog.
Let's be honest. You couldn't keep up with me anyway.
Oh, come on now. You just said you can't really run.
No, I can't. I can run. I just don't get motivated to do it. I get bored. So if I have someone that's next to me, at least I'm like, oh, we're doing it together. Someone's doing something with me. I don't like being alone, man.
Yeah, no, see, not for me. I honestly think there should be a fine out there for couples who run together. Like, I've had a few girlfriends, and I know each to their own. I lived with a couple once, and they used to get home from work, and they go, honey, do you want to go for a run? Couldn't think of anything worse. If my partner, if I was in a relationship, if my boyfriend said to me, Herbs, put on your runners, we're going for a run, I'd probably break up with them.
Over that.
I think going for a walk is fine, but who runs together?
Oh, I've been for a run with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, and you're not with her anymore, are you?
It's a good point. Maybe she was like you. She hated it. Maybe the writing was on the wall.
I think it just shouldn't be a thing. So to clarify this, my friend, we're not running together now with Aquamoves closed or ever.
To clarify this, we are going for a run. We will film it on the HitGV Instagram page. You will have a smile on your face and everyone will see that it'll kick your butt.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Married at First Sight. It's back on Channel 9 this Sunday night at 7 p.m. Now, we've got Liz, E, I should say, and Seb on the phone now. But are you alone or are you with him, Lizzie?
I'm not with him right now, no.
Interesting, because our publicist has both of you together. So I don't know if that means you guys, there's trouble in hot waters or what's going on here.
I have no idea.
Oh, is it isolation? Maybe you're by yourself.
Yeah, maybe. I like that one.
Bad case of the coronavirus.
Blame Channel 9 for that one, Liz, because they've said we've got you together, so I don't know what's going on here. I'm just the messenger.
Just me solo.
Let's get into it then, Lizzie. Last night, holy guacamole, there was a lot of drama. Poor Connie, she was shaking.
Mm.
What did you think of her outcome in the end with her choosing to stay?
Look, I feel like with the experiment, you can also grow as a person. You can, like, that's one of the elements for it. I felt for her. I wanted to get up and give her a hug.
Mm.
The poor girl, because she was definitely distraught. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it felt a bit... It was hard to watch as well, Lizzie.
Yeah, I got
teary. Yeah.
Oh, it was hard to watch. Yeah, I mean, it was hard to watch on the day, and then when I watched it back last night, it was hard to watch again, yeah.
Now, you've done very well on Married at First Sight. We love you this year. You didn't have the best year last year. If everything isn't to work out with you and Seb, we wouldn't expect you to go back for a third year, but is there another TV show that you would be interested in, like a Love Island, a Bachelorette with your character?
You have to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Not even on my mind right now.
No, because you're happily with Seb, aren't you?
None of that's crossed my mind.
Hey, Seb, you there, mate? How are you going? Oh, no, you can't talk. That's all right, Liz. Hey, just quickly, how are you going in with all this stuff that's going on in the world at the moment? Obviously, it's a crazy place with all the coronavirus and whatnot. Are you in isolation or you're out and about? You're holding up together all right?
Yeah, I'm not in isolation, but I'm thinking, I don't even know. Look, I think it's just, again, a very hard time in the whole world right now for everybody in general.
Random one for you, Lizzie. If we do have to go into lockdown and you can only survive on one thing for the rest of the lockdown, what piece of or item of food would you choose?
Seb.
Green tea and Greek yogurt.
Oh,
look at you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A bit flavourless. Yeah.
No, oh my God, like, if you know me, like, every single moment of my life, there's, like, a cup of green tea in my hand.
Wow, interesting.
I'm more of a peppermint guy, but no judgment your way, Liz.
Each of their own.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Liz, for your time this morning, and best of luck with the rest of the journey of love. We'll be following closely your relationship with Seb. It is back this Sunday night, 7 p.m. on our very own Channel 9. Just say g'day to Seb for us there before you go.
See you, Lizzie.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
There's a lot of kids and teenagers that have been asking the question for over a week now, are we going to be going to school tomorrow?
Yeah, a lot of parents have pulled their kids out of school, and some schools around the place, including some in the GV right here, have shut as well.
It's all due to the coronavirus. We know around the world, some countries have just said, nope, kids aren't going to schools. We know there's some countries that have said some schools are shut, some aren't. Here in Australia, we heard from our Prime Minister yesterday, Scott Morrison did say that schools will remain open in the interim. obviously, depending on advice from health authorities.
My dad's a school teacher, and he said that even though they're obviously following the advice of the Prime Minister and the school and the education department as well, however, they are still planning for it because they are expecting that it might still happen, even though ScoMo said yesterday it won't. And so they're planning online courses for when it does happen. Hopefully it all times out well with school holidays and that, but regardless, we don't really want it to happen.
And it would be a stressful time, especially for those kids in VCE. Like, this is their years that they are trying to help define who they are and where they're going to go in their life. So to have this stress, it's just an added stress you don't need. So I hope that schools have plans in place. And I know that there is some schools that have had to close because of cases of coronavirus, like a parent's being infected, so they close the school. And that makes sense. But here locally, you and I, we both don't have kids. We both don't go to school. So really, we don't have an actual opinion on what should happen because it doesn't affect us. But there's a lot of people out there that it does. And we want to hear from you guys. Should schools be closing? Do you want them to close? In my head, I feel like they should in terms of just that lockdown scenario you see it around the world. Why isn't it happening here? But again, I don't really know because I'm not at school.
13 12 16 is our number. Give us a call. Do you think schools should be closed already? I'm going opposite you there, Herbs. I'm going to say no, and I'll give you the reason why is because I think the minute the school's shut, is the minute that we all go into lockdown.
Because a lot of parents have to go home from work. That's why there's a lot of questions around it.
And that's
that.
What they're saying. Like, already small businesses and that are being affected. The minute, the parents have to stop working because their kids are at home and you have to look after it, that's when the economy, it's already stuffed. But that's when it goes complete lockdown, which is going to happen, I get. But let's try and, like the rugby league and the AFL, let's keep playing until we have to stop. Same with schools. Let's keep going till the advice from the authority is to shut down.
It is a hard one. As we said, you and I aren't parents. We don't go to school. So we'd love to hear from you guys on 13, 12, 16. We do have a poll up at our Hit Instagram at Hit GV. At the moment, 57% of the GV say yes to 43% say no.
Oh, wow. The majority want them shut.
We've had an anonymous comment come through. What about the teachers? Literally no one has mentioned anything about the teachers left with these children that are silent carriers of the virus. We are left to sacrifice our health to allow other people to continue their daily life, ultimately in safety. Stores can opt for window service only and can actually do the whole social distancing thing. Classrooms don't have that luxury.
It's a good point.
I have not thought about that, to be honest.
It's a good point, but you could also say the same about the nurses as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely.
That's a big one as well. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Should schools be closed? Catherine's in Nathalia. What do you think?
Absolutely not. Children in this day and age are not going to stay at home. They're going to wander the streets. They're going to have parents that still need to go to work unless workplaces are shut down. So the best place for children to be is where they're supervised, getting an education, and are safe and happy and healthy while they're in school. Unless there's an outbreak in a particular school, Golden Valley School should continue to be open.
I think that's a good opinion you bring to the table there, Catherine. Do you have kids yourself, or are you a teacher affected by this?
I'm an ex-school teacher, and I work with kids that are in schools now that, need to be in school.
Catherine, you reckon it's adamant that they're going to be shut at some point?
I don't understand why. We haven't got huge numbers of outbreaks. We've got particularly nothing in the Golden Valley that's going to concern anyone. School children are not the high-risk group. Aged care facilities, yes, but not school kids. They're not a target group. Their recovery is no different than any other flu.
And Catherine, you said that you've got kids. I know a lot of kids out there, they do have a bit of fear in them at the moment because it is this world unknown and they don't really understand it. What are your kids saying?
Oh, the kids that I work with, it's more about the paranoia of the adults. If their adults' behaviour would just settle and understand that, more people die of car accidents and pharmaceutical suicides every year than we are of coronavirus, then I think it'd be a little bit more in perspective than how major it really is.
Yeah, it's a good point. And that can continue through to our shopping centres as well. You see the chaos it's caused there, guys. Just relax. All right, let's move on to Arne and Shep. What do you think? Should our schools be shut?
I don't think so. Only because my husband and I both work and we literally have no one to look after our kids. I've got three of them. And so, it's the only time I will probably agree with that is if there's a lockdown and parents will be at home with their kids. The other thing, I also have some teenagers and I don't see them staying home.
Yes.
If those schools are shut and they don't have schools anymore, kids will be all over town without mum and dad being at home. So I don't think it's going to do any good at all.
Are your teenagers, are they at the later end of high school?
Yeah.
Are they a bit stressed with this all going on in terms of their education and it might be affecting?
Well, I try my best not to, because I try and keep calm at home as well. It's probably the only thing that's stressing us right now is getting toilet paper. And that's my only stress at the moment. We're very big on hygiene, washing hands and everything and doing our bit to help others. But there's also, with all the other countries that have been suffering from this as well, I don't think there's any proof that locking down schools has proved anything.
I think this should be less about what's happening in schools and more what's happening with the elderly, I think, Arne. It's a very good point to make as well. And as long as us as adults, Herbie, stay calm, I think the kids will be looking to the adults and to the parents, and there'll be a reflection of them. So if we all calm down, I think the schools will be okay as well.
I think they will. And speaking to everyone now, the parents, it's given us a great insight into how they are feeling. Because as we said, you and I, we're outside of that world.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We're stuck in the isolation of this studio.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We are all getting told through this crisis to really be hygienic, to take extra precautions. We know with the washing the hands, they've introduced the happy birthday. You should be able to sing happy birthday. There's also websites out there now that you can put your own song in and they tell you how much of that song you should sing to wash your hands so you're getting them really nice and clean.
Yeah, without sounding too dirty, I wash my hands, right, obviously after you do a wee, but I just throw some water on it for about 3 seconds max and I'm done. Whereas this day and age, like yesterday, I've started actually chucking some soap and scrubbing it for about 10, 20 seconds or whatever you're meant to. It feels weird. I feel like an OCD person scrubbing away my skin cells.
Do you know what I got told years ago, which probably will help now, that you should really make sure you dry your hands as well? So if you just walk out with wet hands, it's not completely killing all the germs.
You need to make sure
you dry them down as well. Look, I'm no genius. I got told that. I'm just passing on the facts. But what you can use if you don't have soap, if you don't have water, is hand sanitizer. It's gone bonkers in the supermarkets. People want it. It's like liquid gold.
I've got a real issue with hand sanitizer because I don't like the texture of the feeling of it.
And I love it.
I've never got around it. Some people are obsessed with it.
I'm not obsessed. I just love that it goes on. You go chunk chunk and then it's dry.
Well, there's a dude here in the office, old Willie on the other radio station, and he literally like uses it probably, I reckon, 50 times a day. Like, he's got a bit of an issue. Whereas for me, it's something about the texture. I just don't get around.
Yeah, it is easier. It's a quicker way to wash your hands, I'd say, because you put it on and you don't have to do the whole happy birthday song.
I think Willie just likes the smell of the alcohol coming off it, to be honest.
But speaking of the alcohol that's in hand sanitizer, that's what people need because that's what's killing the germs. But because everyone wants it, we're running out of hand sanitizer. And so there's, I guess, a gap in the market for some more hand sanitizer. And I love what people have done over in America, and I reckon it could follow suit here in the Goulburn Valley, because a Pennsylvania distillery, they saw this gap in the market and they knew that through this crisis, people really want their hands clean. And so instead of creating their alcohol that they've been creating, they turned one of their machines, I don't really know how it works in distillery, but they've got one of their machines that used to make alcohol, still making alcohol, but now it's not just making an alcohol that you drink, it's been changed to make hand sanitizer.
Oh, awesome.
How good's that?
Can you drink it?
You can't drink it.
Oh, well, what's the point?
What's the point? I mean, are you picking up the containers that are around the office and drinking it, mate?
Well, imagine that. You start, using this new hand sanitizer they're making. You wipe your hands with it, lick them afterwards. You're just going to create more germs.
Absolutely disgusting. But, you know, we were in Echuca on the weekend and there's a gin distillery there.
Yeah, that opened up about mid last year.
And we know businesses are struggling a bit more through this crisis. Maybe if you just look at it a different angle, change the gin into hand sanitizer, you could be right. But I do want to point out, because you did say people are drinking it or whatever, you could. There is an Irish prison that back in 2014, they banned alcohol-based hand sanitizer, so you can get some that are alcohol-free.
What, were people just drinking it?
They must have been. So they banned it in 2014, but now even with the spread of the coronavirus, this same jail has enforced a blanket rule that you cannot have alcohol base because, quote, we can't have inmates turning it into moonshine.
They should take a leap out of the Albanians books. We'll turn anything into moonshine. It's the best.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Starley, this girl is a superstar. You know her from this song, Call On Me. Her latest single as well is called Arms Around Me. She joins us on the line now. Starley, thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You are one of a very talented musician and very widely known now. Could you maybe give us a bit of an insight? Because I'm no doubt you've got so many friends in the music industry. With everything going on with the coronavirus at the moment, we've seen Groove and the Moves being cancelled, Splendor's being postponed. Is there a feeling amongst you guys that you're coming together, or what is it like?
I think we're all just sort of trying to gather our ideas and figure out what we're going to do next. I think that's the main thing, and that's what I've been hearing from my friends. But I think a lot of my friends are actually songwriters, and so, you know, songwriting a lot of the time happens in seclusion or over the internet, you know, and so I think for a lot of them, they're just like, okay, well, I shouldn't be getting into contact with many people. Let me just do what I normally do. So, you know, unless they had a big tour on that they had to cancel, most of them will just get back to their songwriting and just focus on that.
And on that, is there any way that us as just the general public can help you guys and musicians all across the country in this time?
I guess some people are putting on shows. I've heard like a few of my DJ friends, they're thinking about putting on shows online and going live and doing certain things. Yeah, I think support the music when artists put out music, you know, that's the main thing. For me, I make the bulk of my money from my royalties, from songwriting. So, yeah, just supporting the records that come out, because people will still be putting out albums and they'll still be putting out songs for everybody to hear and to enjoy. So maybe buy the songs.
Absolutely, Starley. I also love that during these times as well, it kind of works in well that you're going to be releasing a series of songs coming up as well that kind of champion that love and acceptance, which really is kind of fitting with what's going on around the world at the moment.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, yeah, I obviously had no idea this was going to happen. It's freaky. But the main thing I just try to remember is, yeah, all you can do is just put more love out there and show people, you know, kindness in this time, because people can lose their minds a bit. And it really is just a way of making sure that it doesn't just get too hectic and spread everywhere. We're just trying to protect our elderly and our vulnerable people. So, you know, us young people have it a lot easier. So we have to just be a bit more mindful, I feel like, at the moment of respecting others and making sure we you know, check in with everybody and pay attention and make sure people have got what they need.
Absolutely. You've got a massive heart, Starley, and we love your music. We love you right here on Hit 96.9. Your latest single, Arms Around Me, it's out right now. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
This time yesterday, we spoke about the biggest crisis is what they're calling it during isolation, and that is they reckon couples that are stuck together are going to end up getting divorced, or the opposite effect, they're going to be making love and there's going to be a whole bunch of babies.
It's going to go one of two ways.
And we made it 9 months from now is around Christmas time.
Yeah. See, I'm all for, I think the babies will happen. I don't think couples will get divorced. I think couples that are recently together, trying out, you know, the living before maybe they take that next step, I think they will break up. But divorces for me, not as big as babies.
If you want to have a vote, there is a poll on our Instagram, HitGV on Instagram. Give us a follow and have a vote on our story right now. I'll read out the results in just a second. But overnight, Herbie, an article's come out, and this is why I'm leaning towards the divorce side of thing, is because they've had to release an article on how to not get divorced when stuck with your partner in isolation.
I just think this is silly, because look at your parents and I look at my parents. They're not getting divorced isolation. So what kind of unstable couples out there that they just are certain that they're going to get divorced?
You're right. My parents have been married for 30-something years, and all of a sudden they have to spend another 2 weeks together. Like, you know what? I don't love you anymore.
I'm getting divorced. So that's what I mean. I just think it's silly.
Stupid. Some people just aren't made for marriage, are they? There's five quick points here. Establish your physical work boundaries.
Okay.
So if you're working together, make sure you know when and when is the time to work
just
and when's not to.
Work in a different office.
Or
you know,
that. Yeah.
Take one room, the other one take the other.
Yeah,
and
you
then
take
come
the
together
spare
on lunch break.
Yeah, yeah.
Come back when you finish. Like normal work days, not hard, folks.
Create date nights.
Yeah, lovely. Little candlelight dinner.
I presume that you're having dates most nights anyway, which just means TV on the couch.
Exactly. A bit of Netflix and chill for the old folks.
Take breaks away from each other.
That's fair. That's fair, because I need that from you.
Absolutely. It's fair, unless you live in like a one-bedroom unit and one's in the toilet. What's a break? One in the toilet, one in the bedroom?
It'd be fine.
Communicating how you feel about each other.
That's just needed in a relationship anyway.
I feel like this is just marriage counselling, and the last one is being grateful for one another.
Yeah. That is just normal marriage, isn't it? It's just pointless.
These people are stupid that need to read this stuff.
What does the GV think?
The GV, the results are in. It is split.
Surely not. The
question we put up was exactly this. If Australia was sent into lockdown, do you think it would create more pregnancies or divorces? It says 50-50. Now, we've had, I can read to you right now, 121 people voted for babies, 123 voted for divorces.
So divorces is actually out in front statistically.
By only two people. There are still a few minutes left for you to vote before it disappears. Hit GV on Instagram, guys.
Well, guys, if it happens, wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you and I should go make some babies.
I'll choose the divorce over that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Now, we are meant to have the Mayor of Greater Shepparton City Council, Seema Abdullah, on the phone. She was meant to call through a couple of minutes ago. Still waiting on the call, Herb. So we'll push on ahead and go through some of the things that are happening instead.
Yes. So we received a media release yesterday to do with the council and local events, local facilities that are now closed or closing due to the coronavirus. And after receiving this, you and I both talked that this isn't going to be the first one that we will ever receive. It's going to be one of many. It's going to be a list that's going to be followed by so many more because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, these are mainly council-run places such as Aquamoves, the Shepparton Sports Stadium, Tatura Park Exhibition and Events Complex, and so much more. Now, we have just had a phone call. I'm guessing is the mayor. Is that you, Seema?
That's right.
Hey.
Yeah, how are you?
Don't you love live radio?
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for your time. Now, it's a crazy time in the world at the moment. Now, locally, within the Greater Shepparton City Council electorate and those around us as well, because we do broadcast to many other councils as well, how are you guys prepping? Are you staying close to those above you at state and federal government? How's it working at the moment?
That's right. So we are very closely monitoring the whole situation. We are taking guidance and advice from the Chief Medical Officer and, of course, the state and federal governments. And we are reviewing our services on a daily basis.
So,
and, of course, yeah, so, you know, the health and well-being of our community, our staff, our volunteers is the highest priority.
Definitely.
And we know a lot of people have been affected locally already. What facilities do you know that have been officially closed?
So as of yesterday, council closed its Aquamoves and certain other facilities such as the sports stadium, our East Bank and West Side, all senior citizens facilities. So this is in line with the advice that we received that gatherings and events of 100 people indoors are to be cancelled.
Absolutely. There's a whole list of other modified services that the council runs, cancelled activities plus closed ones as well. If you want them, greatershepparton.com.au. There's a full list up there right now. With our community, obviously, we're a tight bunch here in Greater Shepparton. Are you finding a bit of unrest with the people that you're speaking to? Or are you finding that we're behaving ourselves and people are keeping quite calm?
Look, this is the thing is that it's a global emergency, right? And it is something unprecedented. We have never seen this kind of crisis before. But by and large, people that I meet, people that I've spoken to in Greater Shepparton, they are, you know, they are calm. They are anxieties as well. Of course, anxieties not only from health perspective, but also from the, you know, looking at the economic impact, looking at the vulnerable people. So there are different kinds of anxieties, but look, we have to just maintain that calm and do not panic. That's the message, because the whole world is in this situation, and we just have to, you know, take things as they come, take all the necessary precautions. And it's very important that we follow all the guidelines on DHHS website that they are talking about, taking all the, you know, hygiene instructions and social distancing and everything that we are being provided in terms of guidelines.
And Seema, I just wanted to ask, because I know it was huge news yesterday when Acmoves announced that they were closing, and I know the talk around town was they are a big gym facility with the pool. Would other gyms around Goulburn Valley, have you heard any word? Are they going to follow suit? Will they be closing?
I can't say about other gyms, but look, the thing is that we have received this advice, and the advice must be followed. And the advice is that, you know, any gathering, any place with 100, with greater than 100 people, that needs to be considered, that needs to be closed.
Definitely.
So that's the advice that we are following, and we hope that others also follow the same advice, because it's very important. It's important that they listen to the official advice.
Definitely. As a member of Acmoves myself, it hurts, but you can't be upset, because unfortunately that's just the world we're in at the moment, and we have to respect it as well. As of now, can I ask, obviously the cases in Australia, Victoria, they're starting to skyrocket a little bit. Can we confirm there's no cases locally at the moment?
At this point in time, there are no confirmed cases.
Good
that's
news.
True.
Good news.
End on a high note.
Yeah, we'll end on no cases at the moment. Well, the Mayor of Greater Shepparton City Council, Seema Abdullah, we really appreciate your time this morning. We'll no doubt keep in touch as the weeks roll on, because it does affect us locally as well. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.